So my name is Hector Flores. I play with the band Las Cafeteras, and we're an urban folk punk group out of Los Angeles who started out playing traditional Afro-Mexican music rooted in Mexico. But because we grew up in LA, we mixed up all the sounds and colors that are natural to us: reggae, hip-hop, cumbia, ska. I think there is an evolution of music that is occurring. And not because of us, I think it's been happening, where you have, because of migration and the diaspora of people moving to different parts of the world at a rate that hasn't been done before. You have now not only the mixing of foods, right? Because I would, you know, here in Hawaii, right? Like, you have Japanese, Chinese, Native, you know, foods that like come together and create a cuisine that you couldn't, it's not Chinese, it's not Japanese. It's not like Native Hawaiian food, right? It's something else. And there isn't a word, there isn't a name for it. I don't know if there is or is not. So I think for us, the music is like a really beautiful and new soup. So it's kind of like you listen to our music and you sort of travel to the past, while at the same time you're listening to the future of like Latino music, you know? So it's sort of like this ancient, you hear and you're like, oh wow, this is this old time music. And then at the same time, we're going to drop some things that's like, oh wow, they're doing some new things. And so it's a really good mix of, I think, like traditional with like modern stories and modern rhythms that we really dig. So Son Jarocho music comes from southern Veracruz, Mexico. Veracruz is a state in Mexico, and it's from the southern part. And it's interesting about Veracruz is it was a port. Veracruz was like housed a port that brought, that sort of was the key entry point for the African slave trade. So bringing the Africans from the Caribbean, from the Caribbean to Mexico, what we know today as Mexico, was brought in through Veracruz. So there was a mixing of African, indigenous, Spanish, Arabic beats, rhythms, and rhymes and stories, which created this music called Son Jarocho. And Son Jarocho's sort of a style of music that is incorporates poetry, stringed instruments, call and response, dancing, the zapateado. So all these elements create this traditional form, which is very interesting to call it traditional because it comes from so many places. But we, as young kids from migrant parents and first and second generation, we started learning in Los Angeles. And we learned this traditional sort of African-Mexican, what we call Afro-Mexican music in Los Angeles, which really paid homage to the African roots, the indigenous roots, which is something that's very, that's not talked about in our culture. In the United States, like, you don't, they don't, you know, there's U.S. history, and it forgets its Native history, and it forgets its Mexican roots and things like that, you know, because all Southwestern United States used to be Mexico, and all that used to be Native land, and so you don't talk about that. And so we found this musical form that not only talked about it, but sang about it, created poetry about it. But we're from LA. We're not from Mexico. Many of our parents aren't. And so we sort of, you know, we started mixing things in sounds that we felt really great playing and sort of like, you know, creating something like old and new. And so like we play this traditional music, but we're not traditionalists. And there's people who play Son Jarocho and we do not sound like them. Nor are we trying to. We pay homage, but at the same time, we are very clear that we're trying to play things that are very real to us, you know?
So have you gotten any flack for mixing it up?
Yeah, man. If people are mad, you're not doing it right, you know? Like, I think, you know, it's interesting. So I identify as a Chicano. A Chicano is a person who was born in the United States who has roots in Latin America, specifically Mexico. But it's someone who's very proud of their culture, their language, their heritage, their color, you know, and is not ashamed of that. So I come from a Chicano sort of identity that's really an identity of resistance. And then I learned this traditional music that's really about keeping things, you know, pure. And so when you have this sort of this culture of resistance with this culture of traditionalism, something new is going to occur. And not everybody digs it. And that's okay. That's okay. And I think having, as long, you know, there's a saying, we want to create a world where many worlds exist, you know? Like, I believe in that. And we don't all have to like the same thing. I don't like watermelon, and some people trip out, you know? It's okay, you know? But I love mango, but I love strawberries, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, there's an African proverb, too. It says, if you can walk, you can dance. And if you can talk, you can sing. And in that spirit, we learned how to play this music. Not in school. Many of us grew up working class and learned how to play music in a community center. And with that spirit, we've been able to play and learn and keep on growing and wanting to tell stories about who we are. Because we exist as Chicano people, as brown people, as Latino people in the United States. And our stories are vital to the fabric of the United States. And we want to let people know that we're here and we ain't going nowhere.